You're listening to Write Winning Proposals, where you learn strategies to write clear, concise, and compelling proposals that persuade your clients and win more business. Here's your host, Michelle Theriault.
Welcome to another episode of the podcast, Write Winning Proposals. In this episode, I wanted to talk about another issue caused by the fact that a proposal is a one-way sales conversation, and that's addressing client concerns. The biggest mistake you can make is pretending negative issues or concerns the client may have about you, your product, or your service doesn't exist. No matter how much you think that you're superior, you can assume there are people who don't agree. Unfortunately, some of those people may even be the evaluators for your proposal. You must always consider what these concerns could be and negate them. When presenting to an audience, you have the ability to defend your statements and positions when objections are raised. In a proposal, you only have one opportunity to do that. It's when you write it. If you've read The 22 Immutable Laws of Marketing by Al Ries and Jack Trout, you may remember that the law of candor is a 15th law of marketing. The authors explain that an effective way of getting a positive reaction is to admit a negative attribute and turn it into the positive. And do you remember the commercials about Volkswagen Beetle starting in the early 60s? They were immensely successful, yet they brought attention to negative attributes with headlines like, "Think small," "No point in showing you the 1962 Volkswagen, it still looks the same," "The last thing you'll need is power steering," and "It's ugly, but it gets you there." Even with these negative attributes, the Volkswagen Beetle became the best-selling model of all time at 20 million cars. So Volkswagen's approach is something we can learn from. By identifying issues and questions that may come up and dealing with them, you'll ensure your client's perceptions are managed and you'll be able to get your message across rather than having the client's negative assumptions prevail. You can sometimes even turn what seems like a negative into a positive, like Volkswagen did very successfully in these advertisements. Some of these negative issues will come out of your strategic analysis, and you can use those findings to address the negative concerns. They could be based on how you compare to your competition, for instance. Others may be harder to find. People in your organization may have heard things from contacts in the industry or even from the client, but haven't brought them to your attention. Seek out honest and frank opinions and observations from others. Hearing them may not be enjoyable, but not addressing them may lose you business. Other issues will be fairly obvious. You may be a new entrant in the marketplace and have some very specific disadvantages as a result. If you're generally more expensive, that could be a negative. If you've lost a rebid or renewal recently, perhaps even with a competitor on this RFP, it'll raise questions about why you lost the business. In other words, what's wrong with you? If your technology or your sophistication is lower than the competition, it may also look very unattractive. Always assume the perception will be negative and find a way to deal with it. In Yes, 50 Scientifically Ways to Be Persuasive, the authors outline a number of high-profile examples, including a study by Kip Williams, a social psychologist. Williams' study revealed that juries are more likely to be favorable of a defendant if their lawyer raises minor weaknesses in their cases before the prosecution did. Remember the Volkswagen ads? They all used a negative as a headline, then talked about why it was actually an advantage in the ad copy. "It's ugly, but it gets you there" is a great example right in the headline. Sometimes you can find a negative issue or even what might seem like a competitive disadvantage and explain to the client why it isn't negative at all. Even if you don't fully convince the client, raising and acknowledging a negative issue the client is probably already aware of will make you appear much more trustworthy. You may even make them look differently at your competitor's claims. Okay, fortunately, my blog isn't a one-sided conversation, so feel free to leave a comment on this or any other episode by going to www.howtowinmorebusiness.com. You can also drop me an email. Our contact info is on the website. I'd certainly love to hear from you. This topic comes from the book Win More Business, Write Better Proposals. To get the book, visit our website or search for it online at Amazon and many other online booksellers. To order for your marketing staff, your trade association, or a conference, contact me directly and don't forget to ask about my seminars, workshops, and proposal review services. And finally, thanks for listening.
You've just learned one more strategy from the book Win More Business, Write Better Proposals by Michelle Theriault. Visit www.howtowinmorebusiness.com and join us again for more strategies to help you win more business.